now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is, well, the Roland Trujillo Show. And what is the purpose of this program? I wish to bring you some, well, enlightenment. And it is my fervent hope and prayer that the way that I can say things in such a way that it might awaken some of you to begin to see, well, to begin to trust in your own common sense, trust in your own intuition, begin to see things for yourself, and regain your own, well, and begin to become empowered. You see, ladies and gentlemen, what happens to us is that we have been degraded. Yes, we have been degraded. But a lot of times we don't realize that we've been degraded. But degraded we have been nonetheless. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about this process of how we are degraded. Why and why? And perhaps if you can see how we are degraded and how we degrade each other, it will permit you to be able to stop being degraded. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I remember a long time ago there was a line which I have never forgotten. And it was, somebody was saying that he suddenly realized that people were laughing at him and not with him. They were laughing at him and not with him. Have you ever had that experience where maybe perhaps you've been made the brunt of a joke, and you're an innocent kid, maybe you're just an innocent kid, and you good-naturedly go along and you're laughing. But all of a sudden you realize that they're not laughing with you, they're laughing at you. See? You see, and all of a sudden you realize that you're being degraded. Now, the other thing is the way people look at us. Someone can look at you with a certain look. You know, the way men will look at women sometimes. Or it could also be where somebody looks at you with a mean look. Or they look down their nose at you. You know, that sort of thing. Then you can sense that in their mind, they are degrading you. They see you as an object of use instead of a person. Now, this process, looking at people as objects of use, can be overt or it can be very subtle. So I'm going to talk about this a little bit, because if you can see it, then perhaps you can also see how you perhaps have been degrading some other people, maybe not realizing it. But there are just so many ways of being degraded. But now, what is your defense? Before I launch into a discussion of how we degrade each other, let me just say, what is your defense? What is your defense? Well, your number one line of defense which will hold you in good stead anywhere, is to not hate the other person. Don't hate the other person. Don't resent the other person. Don't hate them. Don't resent them. If they've done you wrong, see, or you think they've done you wrong. See, sometimes people didn't mean to do you wrong. Maybe you think that they looked at you in a degrading way. Maybe they didn't. See, maybe they had something in their eye, or they thought they mistook you for somebody else, or they're nearsighted, or see, they may not have been looking at you in a degrading way. So you have to watch out for that. That usually happens because in the past you resented it. Now it became a trauma. Now you look for it, even if it doesn't exist. But let's suppose they did degrade you in some way. Number one line of defense is don't hate them. Remember Christ, when he was on the cross, he said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Father, forgive them. See, he didn't hate them. Yes, they did him wrong, but he didn't hate them. So that's very good advice. That will hold you in good stead. And I will tell you why after this message. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on streaming audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is a very important program. A very important program, a very good program, a very useful program. Because there are a lot of you out there, there are a lot of you who have been traumatized in various ways. And there are a lot of you who have, in a sense, fallen through the cracks. A lot of you have hated school. Maybe you saw the phoniness in school, or you saw the hypocrisy, or you saw the pressure, and you hated it. You became a dropout. See, you became a dropout. But then in your guilt for hating, maybe you started taking drugs. See what I mean? Or you got in trouble. So you ended up in prison because you were angry and you got involved with the wrong people and then you stole something and they caught you, you know, that sort of thing. Some of you have had bad experiences with religion or with, well, yes, with people who are religious in name only. See, they're not really a good representative. See, someone may have pressured you, they may have tricked you, they may have used you, they may have drawn you into some organization, then they took advantage of you, see, or they took money from you. And then, so they did you wrong, they betrayed you, but then you look upon religion as if it were bad because of that experience with that bad person, but just realize that that person was not a very good representative of that religion. In fact, that person was... See, it's like now you hear the term false color. I'm sure you've heard that term where maybe a certain government will do something and then claim that somebody else did it. See, Hitler used that. He had some of his own Nazi soldiers dress up like they were, I don't know, pretend they were Jews or something, and they went and they did something bad. They broke into something and or they burned a building down, I believe. See? And then everybody thought that they did it, but it was actually the Nazis that did it. The Nazis did it on purpose so that they could use that as an excuse to then attack the other group. You see what I mean? So, if there was somebody that really hated Christianity or hated Catholicism or hated, see? Then they might get involved with the organization and then do some bad things, knowing that it would slough off on the organization that they hated. See what I mean? It's like that person is like a spy. See, behind the lines, pretending to be one thing, but actually working for the other side. So you have to see that. You see, you have to be smart enough to see that. You have to not overreact. See, now everything is there. Everything. And sadly, even our own authorities now are tempting us to overreact. See. Overreact to this and overreact to that. And the media is doing it too. They're always throwing something in your face. Swine flu this and that and this and that. And it's always something to upset you and frighten you and make you nervous. And so you start to overreact, see. But whenever you overreact, you lose your powers of discernment, your power of reason, your power to stand back and observe calmly and watch and see what's really going on and ask questions and be thoughtful. So don't fall for it. Things are not always what they seem. See, a person may do something bad, but that person is not representing the cause properly. That person may be doing it on purpose to make the cause look bad. Are you with me? All right. So what I was saying, the point I was trying to make is that a lot of us have been traumatized, and we've been, someone has tried to degrade us, or they stole money. But now look, remember I said that not hating is your first line of defense. Now why is that? Well, here's the reason. That is because you are a spiritual being. You have a soul. You have a soul, and you were created in the image and likeness of God. And so, see, you actually have a very noble, see, that part of you is very noble. Very noble, very beautiful. See, and that is that part of you is protect is. See, the real you can flower from that. See, and all the beautiful virtues and character and all the wonderful things will come from that side, from that part of you. But if you hate, see, if you hate another person, if you resent them, hate them, you judge them and hate them, then what happens is you become separated from that, from the ground which would nourish that good for you. See, you're separated from the heavenly estate, from the heavenly kingdom. You're separated from good, from your own ground of being. See, your soul is like a plant which is supposed to grow in the heavenly sunlight. See, and when you are in that heavenly sunlight, when you remain close to it, like little children are very close to God. See, they haven't been corrupted yet. They haven't been degraded yet. They're innocent. So they're very, very close to God. So you can see it in their faces, in the brightness in their eye, and the sweet, and their voice, their angelic voices, and their innocence. See, and the love that they have, and the joy and the spontaneity. You can see it. Okay? Well, if you could return to that. Now you have fallen away from it. In your life, you have fallen away from it. And you have become, and in your fall, mostly by hating other people, see, mostly by hating, that's how it usually starts. You hate someone. You hate your dad. You hate your mom. You hate somebody that molested you. You hate somebody that stole from you. You hate somebody that tricked you. You hate somebody that you believed and then found out they were lying to you. See, you hate somebody that promised to take you, you know, they take you fishing and then they never showed up. You hate your mom for, and dad for fighting, and your mom for divorcing and for bringing some other strange man in the house, and you hate him for something he did. You see what I mean? You hate the teacher for having a teacher's pet. You hate the other kids for mocking you and making fun of you and stealing your lunch money, and you hate the ones that were popular. And see, you go through life hating. And that hatred separates you from your ground of good. So you fail to flourish. You fail to grow from that side. And then slowly but surely the bad side or the dark side starts to seep in. Starts to form, another person within you who thinks through you and acts through you. That side then acts through you. See, you can sometimes see how people are acted through, can't you? How many of you have known someone in high school or friend of yours that was basically a good guy or a good gal? See? You knew they were basically pretty nice, and all of a sudden they did something awful, and you say, how could they do that? How could they possibly do that? And you somehow sense that it wasn't really them. And somehow they were being acted through. Well, okay. So now you can see how evil can act through people. Look at Nazi Germany. Look at what many of the German people did. They did terrible things. But they were being acted through, see? So your first line of defense, so you can remain close to your own ground of being, so your soul can remain in the light, see? So you can maintain your powers for good, is to not hate and judge, see? Don't hate, don't judge, don't react. See the wrong, yes. If it's wrong, see it. Just don't hate the person. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a special message for friends of the Common Sense Broadcast who don't use email but who would like to communicate with us. I would like to personally invite you to write to us. We'd love to hear from you. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. While you're at it, ask for a free copy of our newsletter or request a free brochure. Once again, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. Yes, my name is Roland Trujillo. I just published a book. It's called Becoming a Friend of God. Becoming a Friend of God. It's a very nice book. It's, I believe it's over 300 pages. And the chapter, a lot of chapters in there having to do with innocence lost and innocence regained. And how to give up resentment. How to regain your powers for good. How to give up, see, all the fruit of hate, the fruit of resentment, see, is what? It's bitterness, it's emptiness. Bitterness, emptiness, unhappiness. See, and then self-loathing. But when a person is bitter and empty and self-loathing, then what? Then they look for a false comfort. See, now maybe this is a good way to launch into the round two of degradation. Round one is when you hate or resent somebody that did you wrong. See, someone who did you wrong, or they failed to be what you needed them to be. See, maybe your mom and dad were halfway decent. Maybe your dad was halfway decent. See, but you hated him because he wasn't there for you. See, you resented him because he wasn't there for you. He failed to be the noble knight. He failed to be stronger than the world. He failed to protect you. He failed to have those impeccable virtue and honor and strength that you needed. See, and because of his weakness, you succumbed to the world and you went with the other kids and took drugs and this and that, and somehow you sense if your father had been there for you, it wouldn't happen, see? So you resent your father, see? So that's how it starts very often. See? But it doesn't matter who or what you resent, whether you resent your mom or your dad, or you resent your mom for pressuring you and nagging you, and maybe she hated you because you reminded her of her husband who she hated. There's just so many variations. But whatever the case may be, you resented somebody, or a lot of people, and then you felt empty. Can you see now that hate separates you from love, separates you from good, separates you from God's warmth and His nurture in your inner being, and so you feel empty. So you feel empty, because you're separated from God, you're separated from love, you're separated from your own ground of being, so you feel inferior and empty. So what do? You compensate. See? So you might compensate by studying hard and getting degrees and, that sort of thing. Or you compensate with big muscles and studying karate or something. Or you try to fill the emptiness with people. So you look for love. If you separate from God's love, then you look for love in the world. And remember how you became separated. It's through hate, through resentment. So then you look for love in the world. So you go out and you look for boyfriends and girlfriends. But what happens? See, they... By nature, perhaps you can see that their love, see, even if, no matter how good, decent they might be, their love cannot be a substitute for God's love. See, so it can't fulfill. It's like drinking salt water, seawater. If you drink seawater, you're worse off than if you hadn't drunk at all. See, so then we hate it, so then you resented them. See, or you had boyfriends and they had offered you sex love, so you resented them. See, so then maybe you try to fill the emptiness by loving yourself. So maybe you look to food. See, when you were a little child, mommy's food represented love. So then you begin to eat. So you feed yourself with food, but then you discover that the food degrades you. See, it makes you fat, and see, or you start to have food-related problems. But then you discover that because you are separated from your own inner ground of good through resentment. See, you don't have the perception. I have your intuition is also from God. So being separated from intuition, you don't see deception. See, so you don't see the MS, you don't see the harm in the MSG and the high fructose corn syrup and the aspartame and the Splenda. You don't see the harm in all those, in the food colorings and the modified food starch and all the other things.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, Director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling.
Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's a very good program. It's a very important program because I'm laying out for you the process of how we become degraded, how we set ourselves up to be degraded, see? So when you're separated from God's love, then you look for the love of the world. It's a love that never satisfied. And also you're separated from your intuition. You don't see what they're up to. So you find out that the white flour and the white sugar and the aspartame and the MSG, see, and all of these things, you begin to find out that they're harmful. See, you find out that the food that you thought was loving you was not only were you being degraded. See, they gave you something that looked like it was good, but it wasn't good. See, so it was phony packaging. So you see how that happens? And when you're separated from your inner ground of good, you're separated from intuition, so you don't see the deception. So people come along and they say, well, do this, and you can be rich, you can be powerful, you can be happy, and they give you this course, this program, this book, see, this seminar, this cause, this, see, they're always offering you something, and so you go for it, and every time, it's never quite what it was cracked up to be. Are you with me? So you hate them. See, so you end up hating everybody, and then you hate yourself. So that's not the answer. So what is the answer? The answer is to come back to your own ground of being, to your own inner ground of good. How do you do that? Well, it's by giving up resentment, by giving up judgment, by giving up hatred. Are you with me? Or another way of saying is by being willing to give it up. See, first you have to see it. You have to see, oh, now I see. I see when I was a kid, I hated my mom, I hated my dad, then I hated kids in school, then I hated myself, then I ate too much, and then I hated myself for that, and then I got involved with some boys or some girlfriends, and then I hated them because they didn't really love me, and blah, blah, blah. See? On and on and on. It was just one resentment after another, and that's how our ego, that's how this pride, this ego pride survives. It's by hating. See? Yes, by being praised. So of course, see, then the emptier you are, then the more a sucker you are for praise. Somebody comes along and tells you that you're looking good, that you're wonderful, that you can be powerful, that you can be great, and it's all somebody else. So you see how that works? So then you go for that, but they're just pumping you up. They see your neediness, and they're taking advantage more often than not. Okay? But now you can see how you could fall into the trap of someone coming along, see? Now you see if you're resentful, you saw how it began, okay? Now suppose somebody comes along and said it's those people's fault, see? It's that religion's fault, it's that group's fault, it's that race's fault, see? And it's easy to believe, and then you can focus your hate upon some other group, and then they tell you lies and say that group is terrible. See how you can get trapped into that? So then that hate of that other group then, see, becomes a support for your hateful, wrong self. Are you with me? So perhaps now you can see it if you fall into hating some other group and being seduced into hating someone else, some other group. Then you see then when you hate that other group and blame them, then you see how that degrades them. See how that works? So now perhaps you can see how the devil's feast is the hatred of one person for another, one group against another. He's always trying to play one side against the other side. See? Always parents versus the children, children versus the parents, this group versus that group, this race versus that race, this religion versus that religion. He's always trying to divide and conquer and foment hate. So don't fall for the game. Don't fall for it. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write, call, or email us. Or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to get the meditation that we have. Go to commonsensecounseling.org. Get the meditation so you can learn to stand back. And then watch out for resentment. Let it pass. And get my new book, Becoming a Friend of God. Until next time, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.